There's a good chance you've heard about this story unfolding over in Thailand at the moment. The world's eyes have been on it. The situation with the soccer team that's been trapped in this cave. The rescue mission is underway, but to run us through exactly what's going on and give us a little bit of an update from the newsroom, Jeff Field joins us now. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You weren't exaggerating. The whole world is watching this.
It really is.
And look, it is great news so far.
That's so
I don't
good.
Want to jinx things, but so far, you know, the world is watching with bated breath as 12 boys trapped in a flooded Thai cave system make the perilous journey to safety. Now, four of the boys have been rescued so far, but nine remain underground, including their 25-year-old soccer coach. Contrary to initial reports, it's believed the weakest boys were selected to come out first.
Following
the assessment by Adelaide cave diver, Dr. Richard Harris. Now, the four rescued boys have been described as being in perfect health.
Wow.
Despite earlier reports that one was being closely monitored, they've called the rescue a masterpiece of work. They were evacuated by helicopter and ambulance to hospital in the Chiang Rai province. The extraction of those remaining is expected to take another 2 to 4 days. Now, so they're doing this very carefully, very precisely. Officials last night said the extraordinary operation would now pause for 10 to 20 hours to assess the next steps, check equipment, refill oxygen tanks, which are stationed all along the route. Now,
the rescue
is expected to resume any time between 11 o'clock this morning and 7 o'clock tonight.
So they're
really taking their time, Tess.
Yeah, they've got tanks along the route, do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the group of boys who play in the local soccer team, the Wild Boars, have been stranded in a cramped chamber since June 23rd. You can only imagine what conditions would be like and some of the thought patterns these poor boys have had to go through, whether it's claustrophobia, panic attacks, whatever, and learning to dive through those murky waters.
Nightmare fuel.
Absolutely incredible, which is why it's so great these four kids have got out
overnight. And I've been reading about this as well, and a lot of I thought it at first too. I was like, how are they 3 kilometres into this cave system? Why are they so far down? And how did they get through these areas where there's only, you know, there's one part which I believe is only about 30 centimetres high?
Yep.
And I was reading, and apparently the situation was they actually weren't that far into the cave to begin with, but when the water started rising, it forced them back through.
Yep.
And with the water that's come off the mountain has come sediment. So the cave openings are actually smaller than they would have been when the boys went through.
Yeah, the sediment has made the passages much smaller.
And, of course, taken all the visibility out of the water too.
Absolutely. Now, every boy was required to wear a full scuba mask, wetsuit, boots and helmet as they were accompanied by two divers through the cave. Now, that in itself would have been terrifying.
Horrific.
For kids that have never scuba dived.
And trying to keep your heart rate low enough that you don't use up all your oxygen.
Some more information that's just come to light in the last few minutes. They were strapped to a buddy, the leading diver, by a tether and dragged along. The diver was to carry two tanks and share oxygen with the boy as the other followed them through the cold, murky waters and airless chambers that have already claimed one life, as we know. Water levels inside the cave are fluctuating, making it difficult to know for sure how long some of the dives will take. This is why there's such, you know, we're saying it, the next lot of dives could start at 11 hour time, but then again, they may start at 7.
Yeah.
Because there's so much fluctuation going on with the rain, and as you said, the sediment. It's just, it's an incredible operation.
And they're so young. That's one thing I think that I know I was certainly forgetting until I had to sit back and be like, wait a minute, they're all 11 years old, you know.
Yeah.
Think about what you were doing at 11 years old. I had a bright purple room and carried a teddy with me everywhere at 11.
Yeah.
Like, these are children.
That's pretty much what I did too. And look, the death of military diver Saman Kunan on Friday, of course, has underscored the massive risks the boys face. I wonder if they were, hopefully they weren't told about the death of this diver. But it just shows that, look, let's think positively. Four came out this morning, but it's by
That's
no
great.
Means over. And as you said, the sediment, the water levels, This is why they're taking their time. It's not like, okay, four out, we'll get another four out now, another four now. No. This could happen any time between 11 and 7 or maybe later. We could still be waiting. This time tomorrow, we could still be waiting. So it's we often use the term unfolding situation in news. This is an unfolding situation where no one really can tell you exactly what is the next move. But let's hold on to the fact that there are four kids who've been rescued and all appear to be okay.
That's brilliant. And
I think we should hold on to that.
Oh, for sure. And you said that they took the ones who they deemed potentially the weakest out first. So if they've gotten those guys out successfully, we can only hope.
Because we initially didn't hear that. We initially heard the strongest were coming out. So now that we've heard that,
it's all up from here, hopefully.
Absolutely. So look, as soon as we hear anything, we'll let you know, Tess.
Please do. Thanks,
Jeff.
Thank
you very much.
Jeff Field there running us through the situation that's happening over in Thailand at the moment. The soccer team trapped in the caves. Four of the boys are out. There's still a bunch left in the cave system. Definitely going to be one that we will keep you up to date with as the morning and the days probably go on.